The 1995 Beijing Declaration of Rights for Women does not talk about fashion, appearance, or the ways in which women feel they must maintain a youthful, sexually appealing image to succeed in the modern workplace. But provision number 5 in the Beijing Declaration says that inequalities between women and men have persisted and major obstacles remain. That is about as close as it gets to talking about concrete things like cosmetics, makeup, the estimated yearly cost, $15,000, and time, 2 weeks a year, women must spend to meet a socially accepted standard of appearance. There are other major obstacles to gender equality, of course, but we gave one of our women interns the assignment to go out and experience this unequal makeup tax effect herself.
Hi, my name is Cheyenne Hazlett. I'm an intern here at The Takeaway. Like a lot of people my age, on the weekends, I'm a waitress. Let's see, I'm tall, I'm confident on a good day, I'm something of an athlete, definitely not a morning person. And this may be why I don't really wear makeup. Never have. I don't make a point not to wear makeup. I've just never seen a big difference for the amount of time I'm willing to put into it, and never felt infinitely more confident in it. So I realized when we were discussing this segment last week, I was actually in a position to test some of these numbers, makeup versus no makeup. One study found waitresses made more tips when they were wearing makeup. Really? I mean, I could find out. So I decided I would leave my secure, barefaced world and venture into the wilderness of cosmetics to see if there truly was this alleged makeup bonus. I would need some help. At Blue Mercury, this makeup place I've walked past all my life, I set up an appointment with makeup artist Nargis, and she went to work. As she applied the third shade of eyeshadow, I wanted to know if she would ever go barefaced. What if I refunded her the makeup tax? The $15,000 in up to 2 weeks a year.
No, I have to wear it. Doesn't matter. I think the price is not what I'm looking for. I think what you're looking for is how it makes you feel. And I don't think you can price anything like that.
Any other takers? Well, not Taryn, in the next chair.
The reason to wear makeup is that it makes you feel like yourself at your best. It's not really meant to change anything except for how you perceive yourself. And how you perceive yourself changes so much about your self-confidence that it changes the way that other people perceive you.
So makeup artist Taryn says it's about confidence. Nargis says it's a priceless feeling. How about me? My only feeling at this point was awkward. It took an hour to go from barefaced Cheyenne to this evenly toned, dark-lashed, full-browed, wide-eyed, done-up me.
What do you think?
I don't know. You know, it always takes me a second when I look at myself in makeup to think, do I love the way this looks, or do I just feel like I'm wearing a ton of makeup right now?
I was polite, but still uncertain. By the time I get to the restaurant, I'm starting to watch for people's reactions. I'm sort of excited, like I was in a brand new outfit, but the eyeliner was making my eyes water. As I settled in for my shift, I felt overdressed. I've been coming to this place for months, and suddenly it's like I'm wearing a prom dress. Am I trying too hard? Am I too done up? But the attention did feel good. Everyone noticed, and it was cool. Another waitress got choked up, did a, aw, my little girl, all grown up kind of thing. I hear the word fab. A guy friend, quietly, almost concerned, pulled me aside and asks, what's with the makeup? I did something that usually got me a scolding from the chef, and instead, he left me alone. It was the makeup, joked the food runner. People are noticing. I walked up to my first table with a huge smile on my face, exuberant, confident, cheerful, laughing, highly energized, chatting with the guests. Table for two, 32% tip. Nice. By the end of the night, I was ahead of my barefaced shift from last week, 22% to 20%. But it wasn't the money. More tangible was the feeling. I had somehow bought confidence, makeup as this confidence I could wear. Even so, at the end of the night, I was thrilled to go home and wipe it all off. That look wasn't me. But I learned something. Makeup works. How much power it has is up to each person to decide. It gave me confidence in this instance, a confidence that cost an hour of my time and about $50. So was the makeup bonus worth it? I'm going to have to think about that.
Cheyenne Hazlett is a Takeaway intern reporting from Westport, Connecticut.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.